We could have stopped catastrophic climate change. We didn't. We tried to stop the construction of a pipeline on the sacred land around Standing Rock. We couldn't. This isn't the America I grew up in, or my father's, or his father's. We must not allow this downward descent to continue. We couldn't then. We can now.
You may already know Bob Alexander, coaching your kid's soccer team, or working with him last weekend at the Richmond Food Bank. Or you could have bumped into him at Chipotle. The point is, Bob Alexander is one of us.
It's a fact. California faces droughts, wildfires, floods, and earthquakes. Prop 68 authorizes $4 billion in general obligation bonds for natural resource protection.
There's a crisis in our own backyard, and Senator Tammy Baldwin is taking action by passing legislation in Wisconsin's opioid addiction treatment, recovery, and prevention programs. Tammy believes the patient is not to blame.
With your help and Patrick Leahy's plan, equality can be achieved fairly and ethically. Re-elect Patrick Leahy to the U.S. Senate.
Behind every great system, there's a visionary, designer, and leader. As Texas Railroad Commissioner, Ryan Sitton is just that man, and the record books show it. He's a communicator, not a politician. Illinois is proud of its Attorney General Lisa Madigan, and for good reason. She knows the law, how to fight for what's right, and how to win.
No doubt you've been hearing loud and clear how the Republicans feel about immigrants, saying they're stealing our jobs and dragging down our economy. Well, look around. I see hardworking people, like me, people who dream of a better life. This is what really makes America great. Remember, if we vote, we win. This election, vote Democrat.